And weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Grant is here along with those clouds. This storm just is sitting right on top of us, isn't it?
Yeah, and this is part two. So yesterday was the severe weather portion of the storm, and we know all about the strong wind gusts and the tornadoes that touched down, the severe thunderstorms. Now we're going to see more of a steady, kind of a late fall type storm at this point as the temperatures drop. Already getting snow up at Snowbird Alto. I've been looking at the pictures. 6 to 12 inches out of this storm. That's up into the mountaintops. Yes. Tim's loving that, yeah. But down low, it will keep it raining and cool, though. 40s much of the day. That is a chilly, chilly day. Average highs in the 70s, so nowhere near that. Rain lasting much of the morning, afternoon, and even into the evening hours, affecting the football game tonight. Tomorrow, scattered rain showers. I'd say about a 20% chance of that. Otherwise, partly cloudy and some gradual clearing by afternoon. It is going to stay chilly, only around 60 for the high. Then it gets quite a bit warmer, lots of sunshine. By Sunday afternoon, we're back up to near 70. It'll be a cool start, though, and even warmer next week. Sunshine 70s on Monday. High 70s Tuesday in the sun, and we are back to near 80. Partly cloudy skies for Wednesday and Thursday.
All right, and right now it's 51 degrees downtown.
Time for the morning.